in the month of October 1347, a ship came from the Crimea and docked in Messina, Sicily. Aboard the ship were not only sailors, but rats. And the rats brought with them the Black Death, the bubonic plague to Europe. Europe had heard of the bubonic plague, which had ravaged Central Asia in the early 1300s. Now, it is very hard to have an accurate description of numbers, because throughout the Middle Ages, numbers are used poetically rather than accurately. But the reports that came to Europe were that 20 million people died in Asia. Because of what happened in Europe, perhaps we can say that was an understatement, because there were more people in Asia than there were in Europe. And our best estimates now are that at least 25 million people will die in Europe within a period of 50 years. You're talking about a loss of almost 40% of the population. And it is a disaster literally unequaled in the annals of recorded history. And what compounded the disaster is that no one knew what the disaster was. It is not that we feel better when we know. It's of little solace to a person dying of bubonic plague to know that he has bubonic plague. But in the Middle Ages, in the midst of religious fanaticism, superstition, ignorance, a mysterious plague such as this took on much more awesome proportions simply because it was unknown. The plague spread rapidly throughout Europe, but was erratic. It skipped certain towns and certain areas. And therefore, it had within it a mysterious, unbelievable type of life of its own, the plague. The plague was spread by a bacteria virus that lived within fleas, and the fleas lived within the rat, or on the rat. And this plague was spread in one of two ways. It was spread by human contact, and since the sanitation in the 14th century in Europe, sanitary facilities were primitive. They were worse than they were in the ancient world. The ancient world had a more advanced sewage system, sewage disposal system. In Europe, all of the communities, the sewage disposal system was an open pit channel dug through the middle of the street, which only guaranteed the spread of the plague. And it was also spread by the air. The disease lived in the air, and people who were infected with it by exhaling, and people who were not infected by inhaling, were able to catch the disease. So you have here a situation of unparalleled exposure to the disease. I mean, one had to breathe. When one considered the alternative, so then one had to breathe, even if he was afraid he was breathing contaminated air. And that, plus the lack of any elementary sanitary facilities, caused the plague to spread like wildfire. Now, the plague abated in the very cold weather of winter, so that by January 1348, many communities were of the opinion that the plague was over, because the organisms